Hello, this is Lollipop VP, and I am going to be recording a story titled Lolita Trap. This story was written by Ulfius the Traveler.
Oh, you're awake, mister. Oh, good. I was beginning to think that I got the dose wrong and killed you already. That wouldn't be good. You don't know who I am. Oh dear. You must still be groggy. Did you already forget? I'm your date. You don't... Don't you remember? We talked online for weeks already. And you were so sweet to me. You told me how pretty I was. And how much you were longing to see me. You were so excited when we set up our date for last night. Oh! You do remember! Yay! And now you've noticed the ropes. Yep. That's right, mister. You can't move at all. Hey, stop! Struggling won't do you any good, you know. I'm really, really good at knots. Why are you here? Now we're getting to the interesting question. Let's see. How should I put this? Oh, I know. You're here because...
You're scum. And scum like you deserves the worst possible fate. What do I mean? Isn't it obvious? I'd have thought you at least would have heard about it on the news. Haven't you heard about all those... those murders recently? Ah, so you have heard. Good. Now... Do you know what connects those victims? Well, yes. The method of killing is one way. All of them were killed by lethal injections and found with needle marks. Just like this needle would cause, in fact. Yes, that's right. I'm the mysterious killer. Hard to believe, right? I mean, I look so sweet and innocent. And yet, in just the past couple months, I've killed 6 people so far. And you... You just might be lucky number 7. Oh dear. Are you crying? Aww. Don't look so pitiful. Why you? You really don't know. You don't have any idea what you've done to deserve this. You, a good person? Oh my god. You actually believe that? That's hysterical. Allow me to enlighten you then. You see, there's another... commonality to the so-called victims I've killed. And you know what that is? No. Figures the news would leave out the most important part. Then I'll tell you. Shortly after their deaths, every single one of the dead were discovered to be in possession of child porn. Does that ring a bell? Ah, I see that it does. So now you understand. Now you understand why you deserve everything that's coming to you. You know, it's almost funny how easy it was to find people like you. Thanks to the magic of the internet, everyone can be so much more open with their fetishes. Or at least, their online personas can be. And that's how I found you. It was so easy to just find websites that cater to men with tastes like you. And then set out the bait. And I do make good bait, don't I? I mean, you believed me without question when I claimed I was only 14. How old am I actually? Oh, so now you care about that. Old enough that I didn't actually need you to buy those drinks for me. It was sweet of you, though. I'll admit that, unlike the others, you were almost a gentleman. And that's why I'm giving you another chance. Yes, that's right. You can get one chance to prove to me that you are not the disgusting, pervert, vile piece of shit I thought you were. So, what do you say? Will you do it? You will. You'll do anything. Oh, we'll see. It's actually really simple. So simple that anyone besides the most disgusting pervert can do it. All you have to do is not come. What do I mean? Let me show you. I'll just take off your pants and...
Oh, wow! You're so big, mister. Is it saying hi? What am I doing?
I'm giving you your chance. It's quite simple. If you're the kind of disgusting, horrible pervert I thought, then this would be your weakness. A sweet, innocent little girl touching your filthy cock would be unbearable. But if you're a normal, healthy person, then resisting this should be no problem. So all you have to do is stop yourself from coming. And you'll prove to me that you're not the kind of monster that I thought you were. That isn't too hard, is it? Just avoid coming, and you'll get to live. I'll let you go completely free. But if you do come, I'll know that you are what I thought you were. And I'll show you what fate a monster like that deserves. So, let's continue.
Oh, wow! You're so big for me, mister. It feels good in my hand. Do you like it when I stroke you like that? Does my little hand feel good on your cock? You're so naughty, mister. Making a little girl like me do things like this. You don't like it? Then why are you so hard? I thought boys only got all big down there when their cock is happy. Aren't you happy to have my soft little hand stroke you so gently? Wow, you're getting even harder now. You must really, really like this. It's so thick and hot. It feels so good to stroke you. Oh, mister, you're leaking a little. It feels a little sticky. I'll just smear it all over the head of your cock. Does that feel nice? Your cock is so big now, and so hot. Mister? I really, really want to kiss it. So, I'll just lean in and... Do you like that, mister? No? Then how come your cock twitched when I kissed you? You really don't like my kiss? You don't like the way my soft, gentle pink lips feel against your cock? I don't believe you. It's bad to lie, mister. But your cock is honest. It twitches every time I kiss you. See? Your cock knows how good it feels. So, I'll just kiss you more. Your cock happy. Kissing you feels so good. I want to taste you. so good, mister. I can suck you all day. So bad, mister. Making me suck you like this. You're making me into such a bad girl. Only bad girls suck cock like this. And you're making me suck you. Little girl, I know you want to come for me, so don't hold back. Let it all out. Oh, you did it. You're gonna come. Yes. Oh, yes. Did you like me sucking you? Good.
Because that's the last good thing you'll feel. I gave you a fair chance, but you threw it away. You squirted your last chance away into my mouth. Was it really that good? Was my sucking really worth your life? Well, I guess it doesn't matter now. You proved to me just what kind of sick pervert you are. You're the kind of disgusting beast who gets off on the idea of a little girl sucking him off. And someone as twisted and vile as that deserves exactly what you're going to get. Don't try to plead now. You threw it all away for yourself. You promise you'll change. Oh, we both know that's a lie. You can't change. You'll always be the same pathetic, disgusting mess you are now. But I don't hate you. You know? I could see how hard you tried to fight it. You knew that it was wrong, but you just couldn't help yourself. You're not as twisted and evil as some of the others. You're just too weak. Too weak to resist the desires that control you. That's why I'm doing this. You can't help yourself. You're twisted. And this needle is the only thing that can fix that. Don't worry. It won't hurt hardly at all. Only injection like this. There. See? That wasn't so bad, was it? And that's all I had to do. And now? You'll drift off. Slowly. Gently. Almost like you're falling asleep. Don't worry about a thing now. For you, death is freedom. You'll no longer be a slave to your twisted desires. You'll be free. So just relax and fade into oblivion. I'll be here for you the whole time. I'll stay with you until the very end. Here. I'll untie you now, so you're more comfortable. Your body is already too weak to move. Don't worry, though. I'm here. I'll just rest your head in my lap. There. You're comfortable now, right? Just drift off like this. Drift off to sleep. Sweet, peaceful, everlasting rest. Shh. Just close your eyes now. Just relax. Relax and fade away. Your breath is slowing. You probably can't even hear me anymore. Even your breath is too weak now. In another few minutes, your heart'll stop. And that will be the end. I'll be with you until then. And that's it. Goodbye. Another pervert down. I'll dispose of him like the others. And then, on to the next one.